Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Tuesday morning. Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang joining you.
All right, Ryan, it's time now for the bigger picture, and there are a couple of things you're looking at. First, let's look at the markets. We've got earnings season heating up.
It is. It is heating up. And last week, we had a banks lifting markets. And starting this week, it is a bit of a lackluster start. You've got overnight markets on Wall Street really showing some signs of weakness, especially in the tech sector. We saw the NASDAQ composite down 1%. One of the big names losing steam, Tesla, down over 3%. So we saw the tech sector overnight dragging down the wider market. So a bit of a lackluster session also because of bond yields rising, copper prices pushing towards 10-year highs. So that is seeing the momentum in tech and growth names being sapped. And of course, the Bitcoin plunge over the weekend really seeing some spillover effect into the tech sector. And to talk about cooling off, we are also seeing the spec frenzy really starting to be questioned. To get a bigger picture, I've got Vasu Menon. He's the executive director for investment strategy at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Vasu, glad to have you on the line. Let's talk about what's happening in the markets right now. And one of the big factors in recent weeks and months has been bond yields. And overnight, we saw it go up by around 4 basis points, right now around 1.6%. Last month, it actually touched a one-year high. So where do you see bond yields going? Are we likely to see a run-up in bond yields when you look at how the inflation picture is panning out?
Well, you know, Ryan, I think bond yields are going to hit higher. They're currently about 1.6%, as you highlighted. And we see bond yields in the next 12 months heading towards the 1.9% handle. So that's another 30 basis points from where we are right now. I think as long as bond yields go up gradually, the markets can digest it. I think the reason why the markets got spooked in the first few months of this year is because bond yields increased very sharply. At the start of this year, 10-year bond yields in the U.S. were 0.9%, and then they shot up in a very short span of time to 1.74%. You know, so I think that spooked the markets. But if bond yields go higher from the current levels, as I said, towards a 1.9% handle over the next 12 months, I think it's something the markets can digest. And I think investors have to expect bond yields to hit higher because it is a reflection of the economic recovery that is taking place right now. Inflation will pick up in a modest way, we think. So will economic recovery. And I think along with that, bond yields will naturally hit higher. But it is a pace of increase that I think investors are worried about.
Yeah, Vasu, as bond yields go up, does it make sense for investors to now be going to bonds in a bigger way?
Well, you know, I think it always makes sense for investors to have some bonds in their portfolio because bonds are like a stabilizer in the portfolio. They are nowhere as volatile as equities. I think you need to have, a multi-asset approach, diversified approach, never ever throw all your money into one asset class. I think it still makes sense to invest in bonds. And within the bond space, we are most positive on the high-yield bond space. We still think that the search for yield will continue because real interest rates are going to be very low. And global investors, pension funds, global fund managers, individuals, they're all searching for yield opportunities. So there will be opportunities in the bond market still. And as I said, you know, bonds are a stabilizer. I mean, obviously, right now they're facing challenges, but if you take a view of the next 5 years, 10 years, you need to have some bonds in the portfolio to stabilize your portfolio.
Yeah, Vasu, talking about what's catching the eye of investors, SPACs have been in the headlines for the past few months, especially with the frenzy around what's been in the news, especially Grab becoming a merger with Altimeter, valuing it at around $40 billion. So a lot of people are asking, how do I get a slice of this action? What's your take on the SPAC space right now? Is there a sign that it's maybe a bit of a frenzy and starting to fade?
Well, you know, a bit of frenzy. I mean, I think, as you can see by the performance of the SPACs in the U.S., let's just take a step back and look at the performance, right? If you look at the performance of U.S. SPACs, year-to-date, down about 3%. S&P 500 up 12%. So SPACs have underperformed the wider equity market. And SPACs have actually corrected by about 23% from the high this year of about, you know, mid-Feb was the high and it's corrected about 23%. So clearly the frenzy is cooling down. And what's interesting is that, you know, as you see a bonanza of SPACs coming onto the market, that is actually weighing on the performance of SPACs because last year, for example, globally, there were 300 SPACs that got listed on stock markets. This year, alone, in just the first few months of this year, we've already got 330 specs. So, you know, we're talking about a very intense competition among these specs for acquisition targets. And I think that is, to some extent, you know, causing concerns about returns, because that competition is also going to affect the returns of many of these specs. And I think that is spooking investors. And one reason why specs have, you know, seen a sharp pullback since mid-Feb.
Of course, one of the things is something we want to ask is, what should you be looking out for if you still want to go into a spec space, into a spec space? What should investors be looking out for, hoping to catch the next grab?
Well, you know, I think you want to look at the spec and see if the spec has got a strong sponsor, a sponsor with a very strong track record for making acquisitions. Because eventually, when you buy a spec which has not undertaken an acquisition, you're buying into the management of the company, you're buying into the track record of the management, its ability to identify acquisition targets and, you know, acquire this target. So when you buy a spec that hasn't acquired something, to some extent, it is speculative. Its ability to acquire is in question. And so the sponsors of the specs, the founders of the specs, will make a big, big difference. And if there's a strong track record in making acquisition targets, making acquisitions, then I think, you know, that inspires a bit more confidence. But clearly, when you buy a spec, there's a clear element of speculation. Because unless a spec has made an acquisition, and even if it has, you're not sure how things are going to pan out.
We are chatting with Vasu Menon. He's the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Now, Vasu, moving on to what we are digesting this week. Last week, we had banks really having a good showing in the earnings season that has just kicked off. What are you expecting from the rest of the season? Are we looking out for more beating of expectations?
Well, you know, Ryan, it looks so far, it looks like the earnings season is starting off with a bang. You've had 9% of S&P 500 companies announcing results so far. And we've had the biggest earnings surprise in almost history so far in the first quarter earnings season. So 9% have announced results so far. And of this 9%, 81% have beaten market expectations. And they've beaten market expectations on aggregate by 30% versus the five-year average of 7%. So the beat rate is extremely high. It is the highest since at least 2008. And earnings growth in the first quarter of this year is expected to be about 30% of the S&P 500 index. And analysts are expecting that growth to pick up next quarter to 54%. And they're expecting double-digit growth for the rest of this year. So this week is an important week because we have 79 S&P 500 companies announcing results. There's almost 16% of the S&P 500. So markets are in a holding pattern, a bit nervous, watching out to see what will happen because we have a frenzy of earnings this week. And that earnings, the earnings this week have to deliver for investors to feel comfortable that, you know, earnings are on a strong V-shaped recovery path.
Yeah, a bit of a holding pattern, maybe setting the tone for the rest of the second quarter. We're chatting with Vasu Menon. He's the Executive Director for Investment Strategy at OCBC Bank. Vasu, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for having me on the show.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.